Savior. We thank you for this Easter Sunday morning as we remember again his love for us. We thank you. We thank you for what you have done for us. We do not have enough words to tell you, Lord God. But you have given us the hope of eternal life. And for that we are forever grateful. And so, Lord, speak a word for us. Speak now because we're listening. Speak a word in a troubled nation. Speak a word in a troubled world, Lord God. There was so much hurt in the world, but we know in the midst of darkness, there is light. In the midst of all that seems so bad, there is good. And Lord Jesus, we know that you are the light of the world. So speak now, Lord, for we are listening. And take hold of me, the preacher, and put me behind the cross of Jesus Christ. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength, your Savior and our Lord. Amen. My sermon title today is, Oh, What a Morning. Oh, what a morning that was and that is. And you know, I'll just share something with you that, you know, sometimes you could just be as bad as the children, because Ray told me that the greatest story that was ever told was on. And I know I've seen that story, but I stayed up and watched it. It went from 9 to 12. I said, I got to be at church and I got to go to bed. But I watched it to the end. From the beginning to the end, and I'm trying to write my sermon, and I'm watching, and Lord, you think you would, I know that story so much from the biblical text and from seeing it, but what a story when you see that old version and all the, you know, the magnitude of that story brings back pain and sorrow and then joy and anticipation. It was on Channel 13. They may repeat it, folks. Maybe they repeat it today. But I stayed up, never got to bed till after 12. But it's resurrection morning, and Jesus is alive. And Jesus woke me up this morning. Says, come on now, you got to go. And so here we are. And what is the definition of morning? The word morning derives from old English words. And I can't even say them. I think it's morwingen. For morning, which basically means the start of the day. Start of the day. In the scriptures, there are several verses about morning that we see. One, the first one, which I'll be using today, it's weeping may endure, may stay for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. I know it as weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's from Psalm 88. And then there's another scripture says, but I cry out to you, Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. There is something about connecting with the Lord in the morning. To proclaim your love in the morning, your faithfulness in the night. Oh Lord, have pity on us. For you we wait. Be our strength every morning. Our salvation is in time of trouble. And then Ezekiel says, then in the morning the word of the Lord came to me. And so we see Jesus, he prays in a solitary place, and rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to the deserted place in the morning, where he prayed. Morning time. You know something? Sometimes you could feel so terrible and then morning comes and things begin to feel better. One songwriter says, who wrote, Oh, What a Morning, says, Oh, what a morning, oh, glorious. Oh, what a light, oh, what a light has broken through. Out of the tomb of death and despair, angels in white announce incredible news. Christ is risen. He's alive. Hallelujah. Yes, he's risen. He's alive. Hallelujah. And then suddenly hope has filled our darkest night. Suddenly life has blossomed here. Suddenly joy has rushed like fire, rivers. He's alive and love has conquered our fear. Christ is risen. He's alive. Hallelujah. Yes, he's risen. He's alive. Hallelujah. The scriptures are filled with statements about mourning. We know great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All I have needed, thy very hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness unto us. What the writer is saying, each morning there are mercies. Each morning for us there is forgiveness and mercy and grace. Each morning. You see, we are told that our Savior prayed in the mornings. And so, here we are. Yes, all these were great morning scriptures. However, none of them can compare to the morning that is discussed in the passage you have heard read this morning. I would like us to spend a little time today looking at the great morning when our Lord Jesus Christ conquered death, hell, and the grave forever. There's never been a morning like that before, nor shall there ever be one in the hereafter. Oh, what a morning it was when Jesus rose again. Oh, what a morning it was when he pulled the stinger from death and gave life eternal to all those who will place their faith in him. Oh, what a morning, friends. Next slide, please. And so we see in Matthew 28, 1 to 10, we see the story. Summarize the story. You've heard it read. Matthew's account is most dramatic of the first resurrection. As you could see from this picture, in Matthew's account, you see two women, Mary Magdalene and Mary at the grave. Right? They'd gone to see. Next slide. And as I said, Matthew's account is most dramatic of the four Gospels. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And then it tells us that, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. Only Matthew tells us that there was a great earthquake at the tomb. Next slide. And then he says, an angel of the Lord descending from heaven rolled back the stone and sat on it. Again, Matthew tells us that. And the fourth point, for fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. Now we're talking about Roman guards. Roman guards were these big, strong men with all their gear on. When the earthquake came and the angel of the Lord showed up, for fear of the guards, they became like dead men. And Matthew writes his gospel for the Jewish people. There's something about telling them that these guards were afraid of the angel of the Lord. Next slide. And so, here's where you're going to help me here when I get to a point. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm going to break it down a little bit for you now, this part of the preaching. And when you hear me say, weeping may endure for a night, we're going to keep that up a little bit. But joy comes in the morning. I want you all to say, but joy comes in the morning. Amen? Because we are going to be a chorus here, but joy comes in the morning, right? We're not there yet now. Because even though this is Easter Sunday morning, we knew something happened from Thursday. Next slide, because we're going to come back to this for 1 minute, Doc. But next slide. We know that Holy Saturday, from Holy Thursday to Holy Saturday, lot of stuff happened. Don't we know? A lot of bad stuff happened to Jesus, right? We do know that. But we're going to be talking about weeping endures for a night, but no, you all got it now, but joy comes in the morning. Amen? As a story, the stage is now set for a marvelous event. We might expect Jesus to rise and come out of the tomb, as Lazarus did. Yet that does not happen. The resurrection has taken place already while the tomb is sealed and the tomb is empty. And in the gospel, as in others, in this gospel, we do not actually have a resurrection account in the strict sense of the word, because when they see Jesus, he's already risen. And so now, friends, here we are. Here we are at this point. Yes, Jesus is alive. Oh, what a morning. Friends, nightmares come at night. Bad dreams come at night. Aches and pain show up more at night. Do you know that's true? If you got the influenza, you feel worse at night. Do you know that? Whatever you're going to have, loneliness and despair take hold of us at night. The disciples and their friends were no different from us. They had a very bad Friday night. They had a very, very bad Saturday night. Things were bad. But let's remember what happened to them starting with Thursday. They had Jesus arrested. They saw Jesus arrested. They had beaten him, spit on him, placed a crown of thorns on his head, then nailed him to a tree or to a cross. He had spoken these seven last words from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Today you will be with me in paradise. Woman, behold your son. My God, why have you forsaken me? And then he would say, I thirst. Then it is finished. And into thine hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. And when Jesus uttered those words on the cross, there were different responses. For his disciples, it meant that their hopes and dreams were over. It meant the end of their plans for a triumphant Israel and for a promised Messiah. Back to the way of life that they had known before. For the Pharisees, it meant that the threat was finished. The troublemaker would bother them no more, and life would return again to normal. For Satan and the host of evil, it meant the battle was finished. The victory over God was won. That's what Satan thought. You see, Jesus, it seemed as if evil had triumphed over good. Jesus is dying on the cross. The world is turned upside down. Mary, Jesus' mother, is crying her heart out. That's her son, you see. That's her son up there on the cross. He's dying the agonizing death of crucifixion as a criminal. Weeping may endure for a night, but
joy comes.
The apostles were really down and out. Jesus, their leader, was being killed by evil men. Weeping may endure for a night,
but joy comes.
You got it. My God, why have thou forsaken me? The devil thought he had won. You see, you thought you could outwit me, says the devil, but I've got you now. Weeping may endure for a night, but comes in the morning. He hung there thirsty on the cross, and they gave him vinegar on a sponge. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Mary Magdalene was out of her mind with grief. Her Lord was being killed. Jesus had turned her life from sin to grace. Now he was dead. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. But before Sunday morning, Jesus would finish the work that he had come to do. His work was accomplished. Everything was different. That for which he had come was completed. Jesus paid the debt in full, a debt we owed and could never repay. Redeemed, not with perishable things like silver and gold, but precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ paid it completely on the cross. Heaven became a free gift for you and for me. All who will may come. Eternal life was and is available to all. So just when all hope was gone, the devil sits there grinning smugly. He thinks he has the victory in hand. He is pointing at the chessboard. You see the devil. It's a chess game to him. He's pointing at the chessboard with an evil leer, and he is gloating. You can almost hear the devil shouting, "Checkmate, game's over, I won." That's the devil. He thinks it's all over. But wait a minute, friends. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You see, Friday, for those who stood at the cross, was not a good Friday. Frankly, it was a bad Friday for them. It was a very bad Friday. It was a very, very bad Saturday. Oh, things looked bad to the sisters and brothers at the cross. But Sunday morning would come, friends. Sunday morning would show up like it shows up for us every day. And as Scripture tells us, Mary would show up at the tomb. Ah, when she showed up that morning, the songwriter says, "Sister Mary, she came running and looking for my Lord. Sister Mary came running and looking for my Lord. Sister Mary came running and looking for my Lord. And the Lord will bear my spirit home." And then the refrain says, "He rose, he rose, he rose up from the dead. He rose, he rose, he rose up from the dead. He rose up from the dead, and the Lord will bear my spirit home." You see, that was the morning, and weeping only endured for the night, but joy came in the morning. And so on that day, on that morning over 2,000 years ago, when they thought it was all finished, when the Romans thought they had conquered Jesus, when Satan was dancing in hell with his cohorts, oh, the angels in heavens began to sing and dance. And those of us who are here now, we can sing and dance. For we know that Jesus lives and reigns forever and ever. We know that he conquered death. We don't have to guess. We don't have to wonder. We know that the devil was defeated, that he died, and he lives dead forever and ever. Oh, glory to God this morning. We who are Christian believers, we don't have to explain it to anybody. We don't have to dictate it to anybody. They don't have to believe us. But we know, friends, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because we know who holds the future, and we know he holds our hands. Oh, come on now, church. We know that our weeping is done, and joy comes in the morning. That joy that springs up from Jesus Christ. We know even when we go through trouble and pain and sorrow, we could call on him. And Scripture tells us, "Call on me and I will answer you." Jesus says he'll never leave us nor forsake us, no matter how bad it looks. That's what Easter morning means to us, that we have a Savior, one who will show up at our bedside, one who will show up at our kids' bedside, one who will show up in the crack houses, one who shows up in the prison. Oh, that's the Savior I serve. I told you I was just getting there. This is my Savior. His name is Jesus, Savior of the world, friends. And no one can tell me otherwise. I don't want any discussion. I know that he lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives because he lives in my heart. Does he live in your heart today, friends? Christian believers, does he live in your heart today? Come on now, friends. Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you really love him? When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Oh, great God, weeping endures for a moment, but joy comes. Lord, I don't have my head full and I don't have my hand full. But man, you could just believe. Can you just see? Can you just see when the women are running? Every Easter we should be dancing. Do you know, friends, every Easter we should be dancing. We should be jumping. And could you just stand up, church, for a minute? Stand up, believers. Just stand up on your feet and let's just cry out, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus! You and for me, isn't it, friends?
Amen.
Don't you feel joyous today?
Yes.
It's more than the bunny, because we've got a lamb, the true lamb, the living lamb. Ah, and he died, and his scripture tells us that what did he do? He went into heaven. He said, Father, I commit my spirit to you. And the word tells us that what? He went into heaven and he sat down at the right hand of God the Father, making intercessions for you and for me, so that we could cry out, Abba Father. Ah, when I'm lonely, I cry out, Abba Father. When I cannot speak, when I don't know the words to speak, the Bible tells me that the Holy Spirit make intercessions for me. When I groan and groan because things are not going well, the Holy Spirit of Jesus cries out for me. Oh, I want to tell you, it's the same Jesus that looks after you, looks after your household, looks after your children. His name is Jesus, Savior of the entire world. I'm telling you, he's an awesome Savior. Lord, we love you this morning. Lord Jesus, we love you this morning. Father, we raise our hands to you this morning. We thank you for your sacrifice, Jesus. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you because on the cross you didn't give up. That when you were on the cross, Lord Jesus, you had me on your mind. You had every person in here on your mind. And you went, you ran the race to the end so that I could have the hope of eternal life with you. So every person here will have eternal life with you. And so because you live, Lord Jesus, we have the victory. Thank you for the victory. Victory in Jesus. Amen. We've got the victory. Victory in Jesus. When you leave here, I want you to remember, no matter what faces you, you've got the victory in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless his name. Amen. Bless his holy name. Amen. And now, friends, as the last slide says, he's not here. He's not there. But he's here, you see. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. And so we could invite people to come to our church and say, Jesus is here. Amen. Jesus is here. Amen. God bless you.